Do you get my point? You will do your work well. You will make money. You will bless them. You will bless the society. And you guys will be growing forward while the corrupt people are killing themselves. He said that's what he's trying to do. Because God was talking to Christians, so he was encouraging us, no matter the challenges, please don't follow them. That if enough of us will do what is right, we will be able to survive and build this country despite them. That was what Pastor Tommy said that day. What was he saying? Let's just create a critical mass. Let's create it. If we are, we will soon know where money won't change hands. Listen, I'm not bragging on myself. I'm not bragging. God is my witness. I'm just giving a testimony to encourage you. One man was in my office a few days ago. One of our staff in the office. There was, you know the way it is, when I was head of the department, they released some money for me to do, to prepare for accreditation. All right? And you have to retire government money when you're done. So now, this has been almost 2 years has, you know, all right, passed now, and we have not finished with the paperwork. I'm no longer HOD, but you know, the way things just drag. So, okay, this one, what are they going to do? This is what they're supposed to sign. So the person said, no, they were supposed to inspect those things, so we brought them in. And these are things you have now consumed 2 years ago. He now said something. He said, but dog, they all know you. If it's you, don't worry, they will sign. That's what he told me. This was just day before yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yes, yesterday. He said, I know. They said, don't worry, sir. Don't worry, I've talked to so and so person. He said, once I just said it is you, oh, they relax. Why are they relaxed? Because they know that if I told them I spent 300,000 naira, I spent exactly 300,000 naira. I was HOD for 3 good years. So we have had dealings. So they are used to it. So if I walk in and say, hey, listen, guys, I'm sorry you were not here yesterday. We bought that thing, but we have finished using it before you came back. How much was it, doc? I tell them. They will sign that they saw it. No, this is a test. This was just yesterday. The guy told me straight, he said, ah, no, God, if it's you, don't worry. He told me, they all know you. What am I going to explain? It's doable. That's what I'm saying. And that's what Pastor Tommy was trying to explain. That we can do enough of it, we crowd out the other people. But that's even by the way. The point I'm making, this is my message for today. That is that the reason why we have not moved forward is not because of corruption, it's because we keep on saying corruption is the reason. We prophesy unbelief into the air. Now, this is the next point. I thought I was going to quote something. We do that so much, we actually lie a lot. We don't realize it. What do I mean? We say we are not moving forward even when we are moving forward. I don't know whether I get my point. And let me tell you something. My friend, Pastor Corey, said something. He said, be very careful when you are following people who are doing their job. What it means is that the job of opposition is to oppose, no matter how good the government is. Their name is called opposition. Look, Pastor Christ said that thing, very powerful. He said, be careful, because the opposition will never say anything positive, because they have to oppose so as to get the power. The problem is that the masses, which a lot of Christians now belong to, we believe what the opposition is saying. I don't care your political, you know, affiliation. What I am telling you is that they will not open their mouths and start prophesying unbelief. And unbelief is not neutral, I've told you. Unbelief is an active process. It's the reason why some people have power to keep on vandalizing our pipelines. Anytime you see power just disappear, fume. Suddenly, from having 18 hours a day or 60, whatever you're having, it goes down by like 2/3. No spirit, you know, what happened that some boys just broke a gas pipeline. And the power to break pipeline is from our mouth, me and you. When we say, after 6 years, there's no power in this country, the boys will say, guys, let's go and break. They won't know. Listen, let me tell you something about Paul in the scriptures. Now listen, please, for emphasis, I am not supporting any party. I'm warning Christians to be careful how they behave, so that your unbelief won't wreck things. There's something Paul used to do in the scriptures. I found out because I've had some experience that people are hard to pray for. If you keep on hearing bad news about people, it's difficult to pray for them. So Paul, what he used to do is that he goes to Corinth. The Corinthians had issues. You know what they call issues? You come to church, the guy sitting down there, you know he took his father's wife. That was an issue, you know, you get my point? Serious problem. And they were prophesying. They will get up, thus says the Lord, it shall be. Paul said, what are you people talking about here? You have not yet solved such a serious problem. Now, but before I started talking to them, you know what he did? He said, I've heard of your faith, oh. He said, I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you in Christ Jesus, that in everything you were enriched in him. Can you see that? In all speech, you are enriched in all speech and knowledge, even as the testimony concerning Christ was confirmed in you, so that you are not lacking in any gift, awaiting eagerly the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm you to the end, blameless. And these people are blameless. In the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with his Son. He was speaking of positive things. He said, now I exhort you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all agree that there be no divisions. They began to talk to them. Now, I want you to understand something here. You know why the man could pray for them? If you continue reading, if you go down to Ephesians, you see Ephesians and Colossians said the same thing. He said, when I heard your faith, I began to pray for you. I began to ask the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God of glory, that he will give unto you. Are you getting my point? He said, when I heard, positive news makes it easier for you to pray. Are you getting my point? I'm going somewhere here. Anytime you hear of any advancement in the country, shout about it. See, every day now in my house, I must hear train pass. Bah! 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 Every day. Does it pass near your area? I have lived in Enugu since the year 2000. The number of trains that have passed in my hearing in the last 2 weeks, I think it has matched up with all the ones I have seen in all the previous 14 years. And I'm not exaggerating. You know, I've never seen headline news talking about it. What somebody saying that, why is he only going in one direction? That's what somebody told me the other day. Where were we discussing? They say he's always heading in one direction. I said, at least he's finally going somewhere. Somebody says he's only heading towards Port Harcourt. I said, he's not entering into the Atlantic. It is turning when he reaches there. Listen, when you hear any little news, celebrate it. Look at this Boko Haram issue. The time of judgment obviously has come. And you see the way, look, the four countries, Mali, Niger, Nigeria, and Cameroon, they've just, you know, surrounded the people, and some people won't notice that too. You know what they noticed? There were bombings. There was bombing in Maiduguri, four bombings in one day. And the president said something that was true. He said, yes, because the people are cornered, they are now going after soft targets. It is known that's their tactic all over the world. But some will not focus on that, on the success of the four nations, the military. They focus on the bombing. And I'm saying to you, unbelief arms your enemies. All I'm telling you today is, you must celebrate and magnify every little bit of good news. I was in my office yesterday, and they were telling me, I didn't even know much about it. They were telling me about this breakthrough. You know, everybody talks about this man that's in agriculture. The minister of Agri. Everybody's talking about the man. You see, some people say, that's the only one. What about? No. This is a Christian principle. That only one, we focus on it because with it, we are boosting our faith. And when our faith is going out strong, it's spreading to the other sectors. I'm talking about the fight against unbelief. Unbelief must be fought. My time is gone, and I want to close now. But let me see, hope I can pick it up from here. You understand? To explain how to fight this thing. Unbelief coming from fear. I wanted to talk about that, but apparently I didn't get there. But at least you saw that people can sink because of fear. There's something I was going to tell you, why you have to be careful, how you fight against unbelief. Let me just say this, summarize, and I'll build up next time. I was watching a man being interviewed on TV. The man, his name is Hans Rosling. He's a medical doctor. He has a very dramatic way of presenting things. He said he noticed, he made a joke about it anyway. If you go to his website, what you see, the face of a monkey. You know what he was trying to show? That when he does his studies, his surveys, he found out that the monkeys are usually more correct than human beings. And you'll see in a moment. If he says, how many people believe that the earth is getting more difficult to live in, using some parameters. He found out that on things like that, the monkeys are always more correct. You know why? Simply because the monkeys have no prejudice. If he gives three options, one third of the monkeys will choose A, one third of the monkeys will choose B, one third of the monkeys will choose C. Do you know why? Because they are monkeys. They don't know what they are talking about. They just randomly pick. So you ask the monkey, how many of you believe that more people are living below the poverty line now than 10 years ago? More monkeys get the correct answer than human beings. Why? The monkeys don't know what they're talking about, so they just choose at random. He said, but human beings, this is how it is. He asked a question like this. he was trying to say that compared to 50 years ago, more people are living below the poverty line. Most people said yes. More monkeys were correct. He was trying to make a mockery of how ignorant human beings are. He calls it the Ignorance Project. Now I'm going somewhere. He said that the statistics show that fewer people are living below the poverty line every new decade. But people believe that more people are living below the poverty line. Now, I'm going somewhere. Why do they believe it? He said it's the teaching of those days. I wanted to call him. Say, no, sir, it's not true. It is the media of these days. When people, you know, when they come to Africa, do you know those days, you've heard of Robert Mugabe? When they were watching TV, the economy is in shambles, and there's no food in the supermarkets. My wife was looking out, she was getting angry. Then why is the man doing like this? I said, baby, relax. The food you ate last week in this house, did you buy it from the supermarket? She looked at me. Where did you buy the food? Ogbete. Have they showed you their own Ogbete? No. I said, go to Zimbabwean Ogbete. There's yam, there's cocoyam, there's tomato, there's onions, there's the things people normally eat. A whole country is like that, it's not starving. Now listen to me, I'm not saying the man did everything right. But you know what CNN and Co will do? They will go there and show you the segment of the shop that's empty. The one that has things, they won't show you. When you sit down on a daily basis, when they say, how many people are going hungry in Africa? You say, everybody. Do you understand my point? That is why it is important whose report you believe. Listen to me. Andrew Mack said something, which is, so, in fact, when he said it, I was excited because I've been saying it for a long time. He said he doesn't believe a word of all this, their so-called global warming. Is the earth getting warmer? Possibly. But are we causing it? Andrew Mack said no. And I even before I heard him say it, I said it before. You've heard me here before. I said it's a lie. Andrew Mack said something that made me laugh. He said when we were children, when we go to the supermarket, they used to put our food, the things we buy inside paper bag. No, paper. Bags are made of paper. He said they now told us that no, to make paper, you will cut down wood. And this is going to cause deforestation. Please, let us start using nylon bags, polythene bags. So everybody stop using paper and move to what? Polythene bags. Then they say, no, polythene bags are not biodegradable. It will damage the environment. So what should we do? Go back to using paper bags. And Roman say, how more confused can human beings get? That is, which make up your mind the one you want me to use? That when he was a little boy, I read that one long ago, that they were saying, is the world freezing over? It was so cold. Anyway, by the way, this year has been one of the coldest years in the last 100 years on this earth. Yes, in if you go to Europe, not America, it gets so cold. That is, it's so cold. In many places, they've not seen that level of snow in 50 years. My friend wrote me the other day, that was last year. He said, hey, Banky, guess what? He said, it snowed today in Houston. I said, what is strange? He said, no, it doesn't snow in Houston. That snow does not fall in Houston. But that today, we saw snow.
What does that tell you? It's getting kind of cold, isn't it? But until the global warming noise now has slowed down a bit. Because it's difficult to defend when winter is on. When the winter is gone and summer comes, they start shouting global warming again. The point is that I told the story before about Eric the Red. Eric the Red was one of the modern man that went to Greenland. And Greenland, which is supposed should have been called a white land now because it's frozen over. It was green that time because it was not there was no ice. Greenland is actually colder now than it was when Eric the Red went there many years ago. What am I going to say? But the media will not tell you the whole truth. They will tell you Nigeria is going to break apart. This American situation report. CIA says by 2015 Nigeria will fragment, and people will believe it. Fear comes onto them. Fearing, they begin to what? Sink. After a while, the whole country sinks. Not because the country was supposed to be to sink, but because somebody energized fear in their hearts. You must fight unbelief. The world is structured to make you fear. You must fight it. Listen, my time is up. Let me say something to you quickly. Let me just declare this to you. God has answered our prayers. Say amen. He has. Concerning this nation, God has heard you. Say amen. In literal terms, things are getting better.
Amen.
Let me say it again. Things are getting better.
Amen.
Don't listen to the opposition. My friend Pastor Corey said their job is to do what? To oppose. Pastor Corey also says the job of the international community is to protect their own interest in your economy. So any decision you make that does not favor their own companies or their exports is a bad decision, no matter how good it is. The problem Robert Mugabe had is not because, I'm not saying the man is a perfect man, but the major problem Robert Mugabe had was because the Western countries were angry with his land reforms. They ruined his economy. His policies did not. When the whole world turns against you, it becomes difficult for your business, for your economy to succeed. They all turned against him, put sanctions against him, cut off imports, cut off aid, cut off the things they used to import from the country. Zimbabwe was one of the largest exporters of flowers. People said they couldn't manage the farms. I agree, a lot of the blacks couldn't manage the farms. But also, the Western countries stopped buying their flowers. Flowers must be shipped on a daily basis. Not something you stop and then ship at the end of the week. They went after that man like this. My friend Pastor Corey said, the job of international community is to protect their interests. So don't believe everything they are saying. What they are saying is the thing that protects their interests. That's a matter of fact. He now said, but what is the job of Christians? The job of Christians is to pray. Let me add my own words. The job of Christians is to prophesy the word of God. You don't do the job of opposition for them. It is not your duty to criticize the government. Because when you do, you are spewing unbelief into the atmosphere. And the power of God that we have downloaded by prayer and prophecy, you are fighting against it. Please, I hope you've gotten my point.
Yes, sir.
Next time, I'll continue from that point. I really didn't finish what I wanted to say. All right, I didn't finish it. I want to talk about how that fear comes. I began to speak about it and how you must fight. You must fight. You must not sit down staring at fear morning, afternoon, and night. Once I was in Houston, I put on the TV, local TV, all right? A news network, and like five news items where a man was driving today and he plowed into school children walking home. I said, okay, maybe it was an accident. A woman has been arrested for shooting her husband and two of her children. I said, maybe in a bad day. I'm not kidding. By the time they got to the fifth news item on murders, I put off the TV. Apparently, all they do in this place is kill themselves. And I'm going to stay here for 1 month. Do you understand? You want me to come out every day watching my back whether somebody's about to shoot me? I mean, news item, one after the other. They will show you the car chase. One man has been found, you know, smuggling drugs. They shot a police officer. Ah! When they got to the fifth one, I talked to myself. I just carried the remote. I didn't even change the channel. I just quenched the TV. I just went to the TV. You are not going to scare me. I'm going to live here for 1 month. I'll be coming out like this. Somebody say, hey, hello, how you doing? You disappear before they shoot. Oh, the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. That's one thing. You must fight unbelief. You must fight fear. All right. I hope you are blessed today. Let's rise to our feet quickly and close. All right. We're already taking time. Let's rise to our feet quickly. Remember, unbelief is powerful. It's wrecking the power of God that has been released into the air because of our prayers, because of our prophesying. So we must fight the unbelief so that the power of God can work in our lives. Let's just begin to give the Lord thanks. Give the Lord thanks in your own way. Just say, Father, thank you. Thank you. Just thank him for the word that came for this evening. Now declare and say in the name of Jesus Christ. Say it loud like you believe it. Say in the name of Jesus Christ. I have not received the spirit of fear. I have not received the spirit of timidity. Therefore, I will not fear. Say, according to the word of God, I will not fear. I will not fear the terror that runs by night. I will not fear the plague by noonday. Say, in peace I will lay me down and sleep, because the Lord alone makes me dwell in safety. Declare loud, say, I dwell in safety. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Say, there are more that are on my side than those who are against me. Because the angel of the Lord encamps around me and delivers me. Say, I'm delivered. The angels of God are watching over me. According to the word of God, I will not dash my foot against a stone. Now I want to say this like you believe it. Say, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I have prayed for this nation.
I have prayed for this nation.
Say, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I have believed God for my family.
I have believed God for my family.
Therefore,
the power of God
has been released. Say, it is working.
It is working.
Say, life is working.
Life is working.
Life is working in me.
Life is working.
Life is working in this country.
Life is working
in my family.
Life is working in my career.
Life is working in my career.
I refuse to utter unbelief.
I refuse to focus on the wind.
I do not focus on the waves.
I refuse to fear.
Therefore, I will not sink.
Say, I will not sink.
I will not sink into poverty.
I will not sink into premature death.
I will not sink into sicknesses.
I will not sink into failure.
Because I know
the power of God is working on my side.
I am aware of it.
The power of God
is working on my side.
I refuse to give in to fear.
I declare to the spirit of fear,
be gone out of me in Jesus' name.
Say, I declare to the spirit of fear,
out of here in the name of Jesus Christ.
Say, prosperity has come to me.
Healing has come to me.
Favor has come to me.
That is the word of God.
And so is my portion.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Say, I close my ears
to every negative report.
Say, I close my ears
to every report of the devil.
Say, God is delivering me
from all troubles
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Listen to me. Where the Egyptians sank, that was where the Israelites passed and they survived. Are you getting my point? Therefore, say,
in the name of Jesus,
I will not drown in the waves of this world.
Because of the authority of the name of Jesus,
which I call all the time,
the waves will part for me.
Problems will part for me.
They can be on the right.
They can be on the left.
But I will pass on dry ground.
With my eyes focused on the word of God.
Listen, when the Israelites were going, on the right there was trouble, on the left there was trouble, behind there was trouble. Do you get my point?
But whether you will drown or not, it depends on where you are focused on.
If you focus on Moses and those who are moving in front and you are looking forward, you will escape. But if you focus on the Egyptians behind or the waves on the left or on the right, you will sink. That tells you there's always more to scare you than there is to encourage you.
Yes.
That's a matter of fact. It is your decision on which one you will focus on. Are you getting my point? Say, I will not die.
I will not die.
Hey, somebody needs to hear this. Say, I will not die.
I will not die.
I don't care what the doctors say.
I don't care what the doctors
am not focusing on his reports.
Therefore, I will not die.
I will not die. Remember that young woman that had Ebola? They don't tell the whole story. I love her testimony. She was in the place where they were treating them and everything. See, every day her husband was on the phone. You know, declaring the word of God for the girl. Declaring the word of God for the girl. You will not die. You will not. That is, listen, she could not die. The dead just looks, small Ebola, and I won't keep person like this. They just should go kill somebody else. I say to you, you will not die.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
No matter what the doctor says, I am telling you, you will not die.
Amen.
Because I am giving you the word of God. He may be telling you what the waves are saying on the left and on the right and behind. I am giving you the word of God that is ahead. You will not die.
Amen.
No matter what your genes say, I am telling you, you will not die.
Amen.
You know, yesterday night I decided to read. And I was reading again some of the things because that's my academic work. And I was laughing to myself. I said, are these not the things we have been saying? In the last many years, doctors have discovered, that scientists have discovered what they call epigenetics. How some things don't allow some genes to show up. And so that's how the word of God works. If you are looking for the negative gene, you will see it too. But I'm telling you ahead of time, there's something they can't see which is working in your favor.
Amen.
It's called the power of life.
Amen.
Listen, the power of life will silence every negative gene in you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, I read a lot of science. One, because of my work and because of my personal interest, you know. Like I told you the other day, I bought books, you know, different books, quantum theory, stuff like that, you know, God theory, different books on physics. I enjoy reading them. What makes me laugh? You know, the other day, can you remember, there's an article I sent out some time ago on the forces of life, how, you know, they've broken down forces, and at the end of the day, they may find that it's actually light that's inside things, and the word of God is actually what controls everything. I don't know why I remember. I wrote an article like that. Weeks later, I read an article. I was surprised. What I was even trying to teach from the scriptures, I didn't know that scientists are actually started teaching, they call it the string theory of the origin of matter. I said, it's already there. It just strengthened my faith. I said, the word of God is real. If you focus on the negative genes you have, that is how to sink. Oh. Who wants to sink? If you focus on negative genes, you will sink. But if you focus on the word of God, it will cause what they call, let me not give you the medical name. Okay, they call them long non-coding RNAs. They block the gene, they can't talk. Listen, the Holy Spirit will energize you. It's called the Spirit of Christ. It will block the negative genes in your body.
Amen.
It will not talk in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Only life will speak for you.
Amen.
That's why you will not fear.
Amen.
Because life is working in your body.
Amen.
No matter what you have lost in that body, hear the word of God. Life is recreating it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Take your eyes away from fear. Take your eyes away from fear. Because the power of God is working in your life. Receive your miracle.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's share the grace in fellowship. Because of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, surely we have passed out of death, we have passed into life. Hey, let's say that again. We have passed out of death, and we have passed into life. One more time. We have passed out of death, we have passed into life. We have passed out of darkness into the light of Christ. We have passed out from under the curse into the blessing. All things have passed away in our lives. We are now filled with the Spirit of Christ. We live above sin and walk above the devil because we are seated high above with Christ. This is our season of fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. Please put your two hands on your head like this. Say, this is my season of healing. In the name of Jesus Christ. Put a hand on your neighbor's shoulder, please. Say, this is your season of healing. In the name of Jesus Christ. Turn to the other person, say to the other person also, this is your season of healing. In the name of Jesus. Say it one more time. This is your season of healing. In the name of Jesus Christ. All right, cheer up, brethren.